local communities and say, what are the needs? What are the concerns? What are the issues coming up? Whether it be housing, whether it be working with those who are immigrants to our country, whether it be people who maybe just are plain hungry, who don't have a place to basically get medical care, and all those things we do in various ways, trying to make a difference for the people who we know right in our own communities, who are struggling, suffering, and trying to get by with limited resources.
At Christmas time, does Catholic Charities USA try to ramp up their operations, you know, to help people because you have more visibility at that time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Number one, we get more contributions, to be honest with you. People send more money. They believe we're a quality organization that does good work and they trust us. And then what we do with that money, we try to see where are the needs out there. So I say two things, Carol. One is we try our best to take care of the basic needs, which would be food and shelter and clothing and medicine. But the other thing we want to do is try to get people who are in those situations out of them. So in other words, it's not just, say, giving them something to help them today. How do we find a way to take away their hunger, to take away their homelessness, take away their medical issues? And we've got to work in that area where it's kind of a whole other dimension saying, what can we do to make sure, give people, if you will, not a handout, but a hand up? But the reality is that there's a lot of people out there who are still working through the COVID struggles and hoping to make their lives better, helping them get jobs, helping them find a place to live. Those are the kind of life-changing things that I think we do as well.
When you say you do more than a handout and your organization tries to help with jobs, how does that play out exactly?
You know, I think one of the gifts we have, and my personal experience is, we have really competent caseworkers and social workers. These are people who have been trained at various schools with a master's in social work. The skill is listening to the problem, the issue, the struggle, and then working with that particular client or family to get help for them. It's not a one-time meeting. It's not like you meet with somebody and within 1 hour you've got settled. No, rarely. You give them some food that day, maybe give them maybe a voucher for something that day, but you can't really change their life that day. So to make change, you need competent social workers who work with people who really want help and help them kind of make decisions. I'll give you one example. But somebody came to us, basically one of the programs called Compass in Southeast Washington in D.C. And so they came to us and they had no job, no place to live, and they were just weren't doing well at all. We realized one of the biggest problems this individual had, what he wanted was get a driver's license. It took us about maybe 3 months to get that done for him, 3 months, working with him, not all the time, but, you know, once a week for 3 months. We got him his license. Then he got a car. Then he got a job. He got a place to live. I mean, that one piece of helping get that license changed his life.
Because, like you're saying, like if you get just that one thing, it leads to another, and it shows that he's got, like, credibility to his life, and he can be a productive citizen. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I'm saying so that we find out that basically he's stuck on one issue, or take care of that one, that was an issue of a car, that became a job, became a house, a place to live.